Good morning and welcome into Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Wally Lukashinsky with Kale Zilmer up in the WBEV studio with you this morning. Got to start today. Talk a little bit about our friends Randy and the gang over there at Professional Floor Covering, because Randy and his team, they're here to help you design the perfect space and design. So I'm catching my breath. I literally was running at the last second to adjust the radio. Now I'm over here falling apart, Anthony. My man, we're going to get through this together. But Randy and his team, they're here to help you design the perfect space with over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. But it is so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinet, tile, shower inserts, and much, much more. But let's focus a little bit this morning on the floors. Because you start looking around, I mentioned carpet. Everybody loves hardwood. Laminate, LVP, tile, stone, area rugs. There's so many different styles, types, brands of flooring. And Randy and his team, they'll come out to measure, provide suggestions on the type of flooring at those price points that meet your budget. Professional Floor Covering is an Abbey Design Center, and you can find them at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam or online at proflr.com. And this morning, we kind of get to do a replay or what we were going to do a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And we have Anthony Kinsey in, who was the lead advisor with the Beaver Dam Fire Department cadet program. He's also a firefighter and a paramedic over there. And Anthony, there's a lot of really exciting things to talk about with this program. Remember, I think it was in the spring, we were talking a little bit. It was a little more acclimating to get to know what's going on in the program. Yes. Mm-hmm. They're into fun stuff right now.
Oh, yes. It's always a fun time of year, this time for the cadet program and just for stuff going on, for sure.
Can we start a little bit, just for people that might not be aware of what the cadet program is?
Yeah. So the cadet program is a program that allows high schoolers in the area to come in and learn about the fire and EMS service. It's open to any and all high schoolers in the area. Like I said, we got high schoolers that are from Beaver Dam, Randolph, Horicon, Dodgeland, Waupun, Lakeside Lutheran. So it's a good mix of students from all over the area, and it allows them to come in, learn about the fire service, learn about EMS, see if it truly is something that they'd like to do. And my biggest thing that I always try and focus on is making it free to cost to the cadets to actually participate and find out. So you're getting that cost barrier out of there.
And you were in my head, because that was the first thing I started looking at when here. I'm like, this looks like an awesome program. This has got to cost me an arm and a leg to be a part of. This is free.
Yeah, so our program is awesomely sponsored by local businesses and families here in town. We receive a lot of donations, a lot of support from our community that is just so awesome to see how supportive this community and our surrounding communities are to our department, our program, to different things here in the town that is just – it's awesome to see. And so, yeah, that helps keep our costs down for our program. And that not only helps cover our trainings, but also covers other trips, other special events that we do that just help make the program that much more awesome.
Well, in this awesome program, how long has this been going on for now?
Yeah, so our program was established in 2009. So we've had all in all about probably closer to 60 cadets come through the program now. We've had a good number that have joined the department. Currently, we have probably closer to, I think it's, I'm going to guess around 8 on the department right now.
Oh, wow. That's a fantastic retention rate.
Yeah. So obviously, people, they'll join the department, do it for a couple years. Maybe it doesn't work out for them. But what actually happens a lot of time is they'll join as a paid-on-call member, and then they might go and be a full-time member somewhere else. So they're still sticking in the fire service. But there are those members that do become full-timers on our department. It's a very competitive process, and it's awesome to see a cadet join in the full-time ranks. Currently, we have five former cadets, that are full-time members on our department, which is awesome.
That really is. Yeah. Well, in 16 years, this program can drive a car now. So now that you've been doing this and we've seen this for quite a while, how has this program evolved over the last 15 years or so?
Yeah, so this program's evolved pretty much where it started off as doing maybe one, two trainings a month, maybe two. Now it's a solid two trainings a month. at least, and we're also going to be doing fundraisers, special events. We go on campus tours of local tech schools in the state. Every 3 years, we go to New York City to go tour and visit the 9/11 Memorial Museum and various New York firehouses. And so there's a lot more opportunities that this program is able to offer, not just because it's gotten bigger and better, but also because of that support from the community, which is just, again, so awesome to have.
Yeah, and you mentioned a New York trip. I was asking you a little bit before we got started. Mm-hmm. You have that planned out about once every 3 years, and that was on purpose so that everybody has a chance to get there during their cycle in school.
Yeah, so it's actually pretty interesting. On average, our typical cadet joins in their sophomore or their 10th grade year for whatever reason. And so we do our New York trip, or at least we shoot for our New York trip, every 3 years. That way there's a good chance that at least the cadet has at least one chance to go to the New York trip.
Yeah. So how does it look right now with the program? How many kids do we have involved at this time?
Yeah, so we're actually at our full ranks right now. So we have 10 spots in our program currently, and we actually have 10 cadets, and we actually have a waiting list for the first time in a while. We have a couple that are waiting to join. So but we have 10 cadets in our program, and all the cadets in our program. I just noticed this the other day. You know, typically you'll have cadets in the program and a couple may not be as active or maybe they won't show up to some things. But every cadet that we have here in our program currently, they've been showing up to everything, whether it's the trainings or the fundraisers or the events. And so we've got a great group of cadets in the program right now. And I'm really excited to see what we can accomplish here this year and the rest of the school year.
When you're looking at the cadets you do have, the ones that have been successful in the past, what is it that makes somebody the perfect fit for a program like this?
Yeah, so the perfect fit for the program, or I guess the perfect cadet, is having that drive or the willingness to learn, right? A lot of our cadets, they come into the program, they might not have any ties to the fire service or the EMS service or healthcare in general, but they come in wanting to learn, wanting to know more stuff. Yeah, maybe it's the fire trucks and the bright lights and shiny objects. I mean, that's what a little bit of it was for me.
I get it. I would be the same way.
But that willingness to learn and really take the initiative to take the next step of saying, maybe I should go and take EMT Basic or Fire 1 in high school and graduate high school and be hireable full-time in pretty much any full-time department in the state, which is awesome to see. That's almost unheard of. And so the program, we look for cadets that, again, willing to learn, willing to show up, willing to put in the extra effort outside of school, you know, look at the study guides, study what's going on. So they come to the trainings prepared, ready to learn and ready to work. So
if that cadet comes in super green and they're willing to learn, so that's the battle for you. They don't have to know anything at the start.
Correct.
As long as you want to be there and you want to get better, you're going to be a good cadet member of that program.
In theory, yes. Yeah, so we provide everything. So we provide the turnout gear, the firefighting clothes. We I've made a bunch of study guides, so we give them all the study guides. And if they read the material, they, you know, practice their 2-minute drills, they practice doing all that stuff while they're on training and actually pay attention, they can graduate the program a very proficient firefighter or EMS personnel. So we don't actually offer any certifications in the program, so you don't graduate the program with the certifications, but you have the opportunity to take those certifications through the local tech school, Marine Park in a lot of our cadets' case. You have the opportunity to take those college courses during high school, which is actually pretty cool.
It sounds like it's pretty cool. I don't know. We got to take a quick break, but when we come back, I'd love to dive into the events and like the actual training, what that looks like.
Oh, sure. Yes.
But at the same time, I'm fired up too. You guys have a brat fry coming up.
Yes, we do.
And we're out of brat fry season here at the station. So you got me very, very yes, curious about what that's coming up. So we'll talk about that right here on the other side of the break with more Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It's Manufacturing Month, and Dodge County is where the magic happens. From food favorites to advanced metal fabrication, industrial machinery, ag and construction equipment, and more. They also work in printing and custom craftsmanship and parts for leading OEMs. That's right, their local manufacturers make it all right here in Dodge County. Join the next generation of innovators. Start a career in manufacturing and be a part of creations that keep the world moving. If you want a great career with growth and impact, start your journey today at DodgeRegionMBA.org.
Save big money on interior stains now at Menards. Provide exceptional color to your staining project with Minwax Color Series. It's perfect for completing your projects faster while offering rich color. Get a quart of Minwax Color Series wood stain on sale now through October 26th. Save big money on Minwax wood stains. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, this is Julia Schultz for Charleston House Senior Living Community in Beaver Dam. We are hosting a craft and vendor fair on Saturday, November 22nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we're looking for vendors. A portion of the proceeds will benefit Alzheimer's Association. The deadline to sign up is November 1st, so don't wait. Call me, Julia, at 920-306-0081 to reserve your spot today. Let's make a great event for a great cause.
As the leaves fall this season, the trees begin to look bare. Unlike our seasonal trees, it's important that we keep the Dodge County Food Pantry full and decorated all year round.
You have the power to help if you have unopened food and beverages that you won't use. Help someone in need. Drop it off from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the St. Vincent de Paul store or at the pantry Monday, Wednesday, or Friday from 9 a.m. to noon.
Their need is great and their supply is small. Be the difference in your community. Donate unwanted or spare food items from your fall cleaning today.
Get the looks you love from the brands you trust on sale during the October Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering. Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering. Let us help you easily upgrade your kitchen and save while doing it. In addition to making sure you have the right flooring, we can help you with your countertops. We have an amazing selection of countertops to choose from, including quartz, granite, laminate, cultured marble, and solid surface. We'll get you set up with a free measure, free quote, and even a free sink. You'll find all flooring on sale during the October Gold Tag Sale. Luxury vinyl plank, vinyl, hardwood, and carpet. Every Abbey carpet at Professional Floor Covering is on sale and comes with a 60-day quality assurance guarantee. Shop from 40 rolls of in-stock carpet. It's the October Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering, 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam, and online at proflr.com.
From the biggest stars to the greatest moments, Behind the Bucks is Bucks history like you've never heard it before. Go behind the scenes of the Emmy-nominated Giannis documentary. Get the real story of the blockbuster trade for Damian Lillard. Hear the origin of Bucks in Six. It's all on Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Available now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering. You're listening to Hometown Today on the 5,000-watt flamethrower on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is brought to you by Professional Floor Covering. It's also presented to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. I'm here this morning with Anthony Kinsey, firefighter and paramedic and lead advisor with the cadet program. And you have a brat fry coming up. And I noticed right away, because this is, what, October 25th. We know what's going on here in Beaver Dam.
Yep.
Fall Downtown Fest. Can you tell us a little bit about this? This is not just what with the cadet program. This is with the Safe Trick or Treat event, too. How does that all work together? What's this going to look like?
Yeah, so on Saturday at the fire station here in Beaver Dam, we have our last brat fry of the year for the cadet program. It's a fundraiser that helps raise funds for the operating costs for our cadet program for new gear, trainings, whatever. But like you mentioned, it's happening during one of the other events that's happening at the station too, put on by the Beaver Dam Police and Fire Auxiliaries, their Safe Trick or Treat event, where they actually have local businesses from all around the area come in, set up a booth in the station, and it's an opportunity for the kids to come in and have a little trick-or-treating type opportunity. And yeah, it's always pretty cool because each company, they always dress up and they have a little theme at each booth, so each one you know, some people go all out, and it's really cool to see, and there's a competition at the end of who had the best booth and all that stuff. But, no, our Brat Fry will be going on during that at the fire station from 11 to 3. We're serving brats, burgers, hot dogs. We always have our caramel apple sundae bar. So we chop up some apples, and you got your choice of hot caramel, hot we did M&Ms, Oreos, peanuts, whatever.
You can doll that thing up.
Oh, yeah, you can. Yeah, it's always really good. It's always a hit. And then another thing that we'll be having at our Brat Fry is we sell T-shirts now that our fire department on them, and it says, I support the fire department. And the proceeds that come from those T-shirts also go and support our cadet program. So if you're looking for a T-shirt, a BRAM Fire Department T-shirt, stop on by the Brat Fry and pick one up, or always, as always, just give the fire station a call or stop on by, and we have T-shirts on hand always. So,
well, and people are going to be out there for Fall Downtown Fest anyways. You might as well have some fun while you're at it. Go over, learn a little bit, get some food, get some new different T-shirts.
For sure.
And help these kids keep this program free for them.
For sure.
And I imagine, like you said, much of what this goes to is that operating cost to making sure that kids can do this and make sure it's affordable for you guys too.
Yeah, so this definitely supports our operating costs. One of the next special events that we have coming up, we'll be going to, hopefully, going to Madison Area Technical College in December and touring their campus that they have there. Along with that, we'll be also are planning on touring one of the Madison Fire Department stations, and then the Truex Fire Department, which is the fire station that serves the Madison Airport. So put on by I believe it's the Air Force, the National Guard, the Air Wing. So, but then, you know, it's a really cool opportunity that we had set up last year, but we weren't able to go due to some unforeseen events happening in Madison at the time. So we're hoping to do it again this year, and we'd love to be able to be supported by the community by stopping out to this Brat Fry and making that event happen.
You guys keep the kids busy. I'll say that.
Oh, yes.
Well, and some of the things they're staying busy with, yes, there are going to be these fundraisers, but these training events that happen throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to dive into the actual X's and O's a little bit here, because this starts with, what, a lot of classroom learning.
Yeah, so our trainings, in the fire service, there's the saying, you know, the crawl, walk, run phase. So we always start in the crawl phase where you're diving deep, maybe not into a book, but into the PowerPoints. You're learning all the material. Then we start doing the walking, where we're out there doing it hands-on, but we might be taking our time or learning it piece by piece. And then once you get both those parts done, then you get into the run phase, which is really cool to see because you get to see all the preparation go into it. And all right, we're on scene of a house fire or the simulated house fire. You know, hey, Captain, you take your crew in and do what you got to do. And you get into the run phase, and he shows up on scene and says, all right, you two, you're going to pull the hose, put the water on it, and you two are going to go up and do search and do it all in real time as we would actually do it on an actual house fire, which is really cool to see, you know, the cadets, not a firefighter that's been through class, not someone that's been on the job for 5-10 years, but one of the cadets, one of our high schoolers, one of ours from our program, actually being able to know what they're doing, take the initiative and take the steps to put the fire out and lead. Like, that's taking a high schooler that has no leadership abilities or leadership skills, and now they're an awesome leader, an awesome mentor in the fire service or just in life in general. And so the trainings that we do are, they definitely build on each other. So
are we at the run phase? Are we getting close to running with this group right now?
So we just had the run phase this past training. So we did extrication or auto extrication. What does that mean? Well, let's say someone gets in a car crash. They get stuck in their car, get pinned in their car. We got to come in and extricate them or cut them out of the car. So we had our crawl and our walk phase where our first two trainings. The first training, they learned how to use the tools. The second training, they learned how to do patient care specifically for car accidents. And then this last training, they're in that run phase where we got there, went to Wally's auto salvage yard out across from the fairgrounds there. They always help support our program. Their support is always greatly appreciated. But we went out there and we pulled up on scene and said, all right, Miles, he's our cadet captain right now. All right, Miles, go ahead. You know, there's got one victim inside a car, make it happen. And he got out of the car, out of the fire truck, and said, all right, you two, go cut the car out. You two, you're going to be on patient care. They cut the car out, got the patient out in record time, and it was great. It was awesome.
That is actually, yeah. That's really exciting. So they're using the jaws of life.
Yes.
In practice. Yep. And thank you to Wally's Audiart for doing that too. That's a
right.
Really cool for thing. Sure. So now that they go through the running, is it even if you're, let's say, a junior that had gone through this program once, mm-hmm. do they then go through the walk and crawl stages yep. again, kind of to keep those skills fine-tuned?
Yeah, so they'll do it all over again. One of the big things that kind of makes us have to do that is because we're only able to do it once a year.
Sure.
So in the fire service, in you know, in career fire service or POC, we might cover auto extrication once a month. So it's pretty at the front of our mind, so we might not have to cover the entire topic of it, but we cover the whole thing once a year just to make sure that it's fresh, it's readily available, I guess, for remembering. I don't know what the word is, but
yeah, it sounded good to me.
Right. But it allows them to have that refresher. And we don't only do auto extrication. I mean, our next training tomorrow night, we're doing splinting, longboarding, spinal immobilization, and bleeding control, like with tourniquets, stuff like that. Then the training after that, we're going and doing high rise and standpipe operations, where we're, you know, climbing a bunch of stairs and working on trying to figure out, all right, well, you're up, you know, three floors up off the ground. You can't run back to your truck now for more hose. You got to bring the hose with you. You got to keep that in mind. You got to operate a little bit different. The training after that, we're going out, and it should be our ice rescue, because we're starting to get into the cold seasons here, our ice rescue training, where we're actually putting them in the ice rescue suits, and we set up a big kind of a swimming pool, but our dump tank in the fire station, and they go in and they get out, they get experience wearing the suit and kind of rescuing people out of the water. And after that, it's ropes and knots. And then once we get into the next year, then we get into our fundamentals. The fundamental are the basics of fire service or firefighting and the basics of EMT or medical side of things. So we'll do search, pulling hose lines, throwing ladders, doing all that. And then the EMS side, do medical assessments, cardiac assessments, assessing vitals. And next year, that is all one big crawl, walk, run phase. So the beginning of the year, it's all the crawling, then running, or then walking, and then in June, we have one big, call it the practical scenario. So it's out at our training center, and we show up, and we have a simulated house fire in our training center, and the captain will jump off the engine, and the lieutenant will jump off the truck. They'll take their crews in. One will go in and put the fire out. The other one will go in and do search. And then we'll, you know, it'll just happen. And they know what they're doing thanks to the trainings that the program does, thanks to them being able to absorb the information, be willing to learn. That's, again, where we're looking for those awesome cadets that are willing to learn.
Well, Anthony, I want to thank you so much, first of all, for jumping in with us today. I do want to end with the softball for you, so to speak. But what is your favorite thing? What's the fulfilling or thing that fulfills you most about getting to do this and work with these kids throughout the year?
I guess my favorite thing, or the thing that kind of keeps me here for the program, is being able to have the cadets come in, see where they start, see that, you know, they might be a blank slate or they might have some bad habits to break, but see them go over time through the trainings, through the years, whatever, and see them become this awesome person. Whether it's in the fire service, whether it's in the healthcare, whether it's in a job that's completely unrelated to the fire service, but just see them become this awesome person, and just know that I might have had something to do with that. Maybe not all of it, maybe not even most of it, but still a little bit of something, and that's awesome.
Well, thank you for doing what you do. We very much appreciate it as a community as well, and we're rooting for these kids. It's such a cool thing that they get to do.
So keep the great work up over there. And make sure people are going to the Brat Fry when they're down there, Fall Downtown Fest, 11 to 3, right there at the station. So.
Yes, right at the station. And if you want a tour of the fire station, we'll give you one too.
Ooh, I was going to say, I'll be there. So I don't know if you want to be given a Wally tour, but you just opened the door to it, Anthony. I apologize.
All right. I'll give the most long-winded tours if you want.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this portion of the Hometown Today anyways. We're going to be talking with Diana Ogle right on the other side of the break with more Park Village Shopping Center news and everything going on over there. That'll be next here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Amazon's cloud computing service experienced a major outage today, disrupting services around the world, including Snapchat, Roblox, Amazon's Ring, and Alexa services. Most have now been restored as they continue looking into exactly what happened. Detectives in Paris keeping the Louvre closed for another day following the jewel heist on Sunday morning. The thieves making off with priceless French crown jewels.
The raid lasted all of 7 minutes before they escaped on scooters. But the gang seems to have dropped the 200-year-old crown of Empress Eugenie, Napoleon's wife. It was damaged but recovered at the scene.
That's ABC's James Longman in Paris outside the museum. Prince Andrew agreeing to give up his royal titles, including the Duke of York, following years of scandals and questions about his acquaintances, including one-time friend Jeffrey Epstein. President Trump hosting the Prime Minister of Australia at the White House, an Oval Office meeting coming up shortly. This is ABC News.
Catch Z's with Slumberland and catch all the excitement happening at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, on now at the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. We're working on getting details about a fire last night in Horicon. It reportedly happened at Danny Boy's Irish Pub on East Lake Street. An assistant Dodge County DA is running for judge. Sean Woller would succeed Brian Fitzinger, who announced his retirement last week. Woller brings more than a dozen years of experience as a prosecutor to the race. The election is in April. Thousands of people around Wisconsin took part in 60 No Kings protests against President Trump on Saturday, including in Beaver Dam. The crowd in Milwaukee is estimated at 16,000. Another 15,000 turn out in Madison. Protesters say Trump acts more like a king than a president. Trump supporters say Democrats are appeasing far-left groups. 110 people were killed by domestic violence in Wisconsin last year. 2024 was one of the worst years on record. Advocates call it the consequence of a systemic failure, with funding for domestic violence programs being cut at a time when demand for their services are on the rise. It's pheasant hunting season in Wisconsin. Hunters can bag 2 roosters a day from now until January 4th. The Department of Natural Resources is planning to stock roughly 75,000 pheasants on more than 80 properties statewide. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, Josh Jacobs ran for a pair of touchdowns, including the game winner with under 2 minutes to go as the Packers rallied by the Arizona Cardinals 27-23 on Sunday. Jordan Love also tossed the touchdown pass to Tucker Kraft. Micah Parsons, 3 sacks on the day as the Packer defense got to Jacoby Brissett 6 times. Green Bay now 4-1-1 heads to Pittsburgh, take on the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. Badger women's volleyball team upset by number 25 USC 3-1 Sunday at the Fieldhouse. They'll head to Washington on Friday night. The WIAA football playoff pairings have been released. You can find all the list of local teams and matchups on the sports tab at dailydodge.com. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wade Bates on 95.3 WBEV.
At Prairie Ridge Health, women's health is a lifelong journey. We're here with you every step of the way, from routine gynecology care to pregnancy, menopause, and everything in between. Our compassionate team provides expert care tailored towards women's health. With flexible appointments and convenient locations in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie, we are here to support your journey. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
Find all the latest local news on DailyDodge.com, presented by Saputo.
Mainly cloudy skies expected today, with daytime highs approaching 64. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, rain showers likely, lows dip down to about 41. Chance for showers tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 49, mainly cloudy skies expected. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
It's time to meet the crew at WRN.com. Bob Haig, Raymond Newpert, Ted Ehlin, Sean Maloney, and Bill Scott. Wisconsin Radio Network offers free deep dives with in-depth interviews covering today's topics. And let's not forget the Capitol coverage. WRN is there, making sure that you're aware of all that is happening in state-level politics. And the Titletown Report covers the Packers better than anyone, 24/7 and free at WRN.com. That's WRN.com.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Listen to Green Bay football all season long on 95.3 WBEV. Each game will announce a Columbus Family Dental mystery player of the game. Remember who that mystery player is? Then listen to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the next business day right around 8:15. Be the correct caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental mystery player of the game. Get it right and you'll win a Sonicare toothbrush and be entering the drawing for the end of the season mystery prize. It's the mystery player of the game presented by Columbus Family Dental.
Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, and you're listening to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. On this beautiful Monday, there's nothing I'd rather be doing than welcoming in Diana Ogle with the Park Village Shopping Center. Diana, how are you this morning?
My friend, I am blessed and unstoppable. The sun is shining. I'm up. I've had a meeting this morning already. Let's do this.
I love to hear that. And I tell you what, I've been honestly around the office, and Kale even this morning, he tells me there's some great news. I've been wanting to know when Ollie's is opening up. We're talking this week, Diana?
I'm telling you, it's Wednesday.
What?
I know. So they had a soft opening going on right now. You can certainly shop Ollie's, but if you want some of the stellar deals that they got going on, Wednesday's your day. Wednesday is your day. I mean, I'm personally going to go after a few things. I'm not going to say what it is because I don't want anybody taking it either.
Smart idea.
I know. I'm not just another pretty face. I'm telling you, Wally. Anyway, so they've got all kinds of stuff. I was in there the other day talking to Julie, who is the manager there. Super great gal. And the team is just amazing. Don't forget, when you go there, sign up for Ollie's Army. You get like a card or you get a number. You register your phone number in there, and then you get better discounts.
Ooh, so your Ollie's Army, that's their reward program. I'm still curious, though, Diana. So this is new. This isn't something that was ever around in Pittsburgh. What can I expect going in there? What am I going to be looking for when I'm walking into Ollie's?
Well, if you're looking for toys and stuff for Christmas, that's a place to be.
Oh, so my gosh, that's huge.
I'm telling you. So we've got all of that. They've got some food, and it's brand name stuff. I bought some sweet corn popcorn the other day. I'm telling you.
Sweet corn
popcorn.
It's
pretty darn tasty. I know, kind of crazy, but I'm like, I'll give it a shot.
Hey, I'm worth it. Anything one time, I'm willing to give it a go. So I'll be happy to do that. But I miss my coffee. I miss my coffee this morning, Diana. And I at this point, I'm not even sure what I'm going to do after this. So I got to go somewhere. And there's multiple options that I can do over at Park Village Shopping Center.
Well, sir, you sir can. And this is the pumpkin spice season, my friend, as we all know. And I'm telling you, Dunkin' can rock it.
Dunkin' pumpkin.
Dunkin' pumpkin. So get your pumpkin on at Dunkin'. And it, their pumpkin spice latte, I get mine hot. I'm not a cold coffee girl, but there are some folks that do like cold coffee, and everybody's dream is different, my friend. So it is so good. And then they say, do you want whipped cream on the top? What do you think my response is?
The extra.
Heck yeah, man. I'm like, well, who wouldn't want that on there?
I want the lid to not be able to close on mine.
Absolutely. I want the cream to pop out the top. So I get that, and they've got killer breakfast at Dunkin'.
They
killer
do. Breakfast. The little mini hash browns over there are unbelievable.
I have gone in there just to get a bag of little mini hash browns. I won't lie to you.
Because
they're
reason.
Easy, just pop, pop, pop. Oh, sure. Yeah. I support the Potato Foundation absolutely every day. And so I love that. McDonald's, you can get breakfast there, too. They've got, they got their caramel macchiato, which is, again, one of my favorites when it's off-season of pumpkin. So, and then they've even got meal deals. That's like $5 at Mickey D's. You can get like a egg cheese McMuffin dealy with coffee and fries. $5. $5.
Well, where are you? I'm curious. Are you a sausage McGriddle or a bacon McGriddle person?
I'm a sausage girl.
Hey, you know what? That's fine. It saves the bacon for me. I appreciate you.
And John Henry, my friend John Henry, who's out there in Radio Land, he has been posting so much about bacon on Facebook. I think I need to do an intervention. I'm kind of concerned about him. But if you're gonna rival someone with bacon, John Henry's your guy.
That's
but,
man.
So we've got, absolutely, we got coffee, we got breakfast food, we got it all going on right there. Go there early, get your gal pals. My husband's going with me, luckiest man in the world, I tell him every day.
Yeah, ain't that the truth.
Oh, buddy. So we're going to go there on Wednesday. He found a few things that he would even want. There were some drills and hammers and saws and all kinds of stuff, so there's all of that. You know, there's stuff for the guys there too. So if you're looking at that sort of stuff, they got package deals for like $99. He priced them out other places. He said it would cost me $220.
Sounds like Wednesday's going to be a party over there. I'm going to be looking for you when I'm going to be popping by. Make sure I say hello.
Absolutely, got to do that. And I'm telling you, we welcome them to the family of Park Village Shopping Center. We're so blessed to have them here. They're bringing good stuff at a great time. We're coming into the holiday season, so if you're looking for shopping for that, you know, bedding, anything, got company coming over, time to change sheets maybe, that's the place to be.
Yep, there's always something to do over at Park Village Shopping Center. Diana, we appreciate you as always. I can't wait. Hope it's going to be a great week for you, and looking forward to jumping into Ollie's.
Well, Park Village Shopping Center, you should too.
You are the best. Let's go. Diana, let's it never gets go. Any better. We'll talk to you, I'm sure, on Wednesday.
All right, honey. Have a great day. Thanks, you guys, for everything.
Absolutely.
You do.
You're the best. Well, we're going to go to our final break now of the day. We're going to come back. Kayla and I are going to let you know what's going on here in the area. That's next here, though, on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Life is full of adventures. Get the most out of them with the help of a primary care team you can count on. At Marshfield Clinic, primary care is here to keep you feeling great when you're on top of the world, help you bounce back when you're not, and most importantly, to help you enjoy each adventure with confidence. Request your primary care appointment at a Marshfield Clinic location near you. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
Wayland Academy invites you to campus for their open house on Friday, October 24th, beginning at 2:30 p.m. Tour campus, residence halls, athletic facilities, talk with students, parents, administrators, and faculty as you learn about the admission process and boarding school life. Attend sample classes, enjoy dinner with current Wayland students and parents. Discover what makes Wayland the heart of the heartland during open house Friday, October 24th. Learn more at wayland.org/open-house or call 920-356-2120.
Hey, hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam in Watertown. Our mega sale's going on, and you can save so much money on Sealy mattresses. Did you know nobody sells Sealy for less than us? Check out our wintergreen mattress, medium, for only $399. You can also take a look at our new Dallas Medium Tight Top, the all-new Sealy Posturepedic line, for as little as $599, or pick your comfort for as little as $999. Choose any queen size, ultra firm, medium tight top, or medium hybrid, or soft pillow top. Pick your comfort with our Hagerstown mattresses for as little as $999. Get $300 bonus cash when you buy the Purple Restore mattress, or save up to $800 off select adjustable mattresses with Stearns & Foster's, Sealy Posturepedic, and Tempur-Pedic with no interest financing for up to 36 months with $19.99 or more minimum purchase. Check out our mega sale going on right now with all of our mattress savings at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam, and Watertown.
Looking for a rewarding way to stay active in retirement? Join Lamer's Bus Lines in Waupun as a school bus driver. Enjoy flexible part-time hours, great pay, and the chance to make a real difference in your community, all while staying young at heart. We provide all the training, no experience needed. Let's work together to drive our future at Lamer's Bus Lines. Apply today at Lamer's Bus Lines in Waupun or online at golamers.com/careers.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new Scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has Scratch games, Lotto draw games, and Fast Play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV are proud to be South Central Wisconsin's spot for local high school play-by-play. High school sports fans are passionate, loyal, and hold on to a lifetime of memories. You can be a part of those memories and build your business's brand along the way by partnering with us to sponsor high school sports. For more info on how you can become part of the excitement, leave a message at 920-885-4442 or click the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing together friends and neighbors on Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, who invite you to discover Fall Down Town Fest in Beaver Dam this Saturday, October 25th. A day filled with spectacular family-friendly activities for all ages. There's going to be trick-or-treating all downtown at the different businesses. There will be arts and crafts. You got the big casket races going on, pumpkin decorating, costume parade and contest, kids games and activities. You'll be able to stroll through the vendor market happening at the Watermark from 9 to 2. You're going to enjoy food from one of the great downtown restaurants or one of the great food trucks that'll be down there on Saturday. And, of course, stop in at McKinstry's Home Furnishings during Fall Down Town Fest and let the kids crawl through the big box maze. That thing is so much fun. Rick does a great job with the big box maze. The kids absolutely love it. So bring them down for that. That'll be set up right behind the store there. And of course, later on in the night, there'll be the Monster Bar Crawl for the adults on Saturday night. Discover Fall Down Town Fest fun in downtown Beaver Dam this Saturday, October 25th. For more details, you can visit the Fall Down Town Fest Facebook page or visit beaverdam.com. And Wally, I'll tell you what, it is certainly appropriate that Fall Down Town Fest is coming up this weekend because it is starting to feel a lot more like fall. I got up this morning and went, all right, what are we looking at weather-wise today? Went over to the weather page at dailydodge.com and went, oh, it's 36 degrees out. It's pretty cold. And I reached in the back of the closet and finally pulled out the hoodie for the first time this year.
Wow, you had to unveil the hoodie. I'm in a quarter zip, but I will admit this morning when I woke up, walk out and get a glass of water right away, you get the bare feet on the cold wood, and all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, this is different.
Yep.
We're officially getting to that point of the year. Plus, before too long, I want to say, it's what, 2 weeks from now, we fall back, and we're going to lose that hour in the evening, and we're married to the darkness here for 6 months.
Yeah, I know. It's bittersweet because it's also my birthday when the clocks fall back.
So it's your fault, really.
It's my fault. But I know my wife's like, hey, you get an extra hour of sleep for your birthday. I'm like, you know what? You're right. The universe did just want to give me a gift this year, didn't it?
Yeah.
It's just everything.
You're the reason. Yeah, it costs us 6 months.
It's the next 6 months that I don't want of the, 4 o'clock sunsets. Ugh. That sounds gross. But looking forward, though, again, to Fall Down Town Fest this Saturday. Wally, our team's gearing up for it. We're super excited. We're going to be back in the casket races.
Oh, and we've made some modifications this year. I think we're going to be running fast.
Our team's been hard at work back there in the garage getting that thing all souped up. So I'm excited to see how that thing rolls this year.
I do think that it's convenient, though, that now that it's lighter, there's like, Wally's not running this year. So now I'm going to take even more of the flack for what we showed last year, because it's going to be a fast team. We're not using bum leg big Wally out there running. We're taking this really serious this year.
We are. We've got some serious runners on our team. So, watch out. This is not going to be the, hey, we're going to have some fun. You go ahead team of the past. This is going to be some serious competition.
Yeah, no, there will be no fun from us. We're taking this very serious, but it's going to be a great time. We heard a little bit earlier, obviously there's going to be a brat fry over at the station that day during Fall Downtown Fest, which was very exciting. I always take good food, but the Chamber does just such a great job with this event that I know we're really excited to get out there again on Saturday. It's worth the full day.
It is. I mean, there's so much. Like, we talked about some of the activities. You got other performances, too, before the casket races down there on South Spring Street, where I'll be set up. Jeff and I will be running sound, playing music, all that good stuff right over there, kind of next to Uga. But you're going to have a number of performances there, too, even before you have the Witches Dance going on. You're going to have One Voice Children's Chorus performing. You're going to have Tumble Time Gymnastics doing some gymnastics demonstrations. So it's going to be really a fun time trick-or-treating at all the businesses. I can't wait to do some pumpkin bowling.
Pumpkin bowling is new to me. I don't remember that. Obviously, it was there, but somehow it fell through the cracks for me.
Well, I'm going to have to make sure you get to check it out then.
I expect you to. If you don't, I'm going to hold you personally responsible. You're already costing me an hour of daylight for 6 months.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to seeing everybody down there this Saturday. So get on down to downtown Beaver Dam. And speaking of fall, a sure sign of fall is the high school football regular season wrapped up this last Friday.
It did, and I know a lot of people out there were curious. Beaver Dam was on the bubble going into Friday. They lost a very, very tight football game. That was a bummer. We were worried that that might be the season. The bubble played out the way it did, and thankfully, Beaver Dam made the playoffs. They will be in action on Friday night. They're going to be playing at River Falls. That one's going to kick off, at least our coverage starting that is going to kick off at 6:40. You can expect kick right around 7 o'clock, but we're excited for a road trip, man. That's going to be a fun way to celebrate Friday. Hopefully go out there, shock some people, and give the Golden Beavers a little bit of a run here.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. You've gotten to follow this team all season long. What's that been like?
Well, the Wild Beaver has been an awesome addition to his team. It's been so cool year one, Kale. Having Wade and Tim welcome me into the booth. I love this town so much. I love the athletics in this program. And to be able to watch them grit through a ton of injuries throughout this year and make it to the postseason, I'm really proud of them. I'm excited to see them on Friday night. I'm hoping that they go out there and a long bus ride. I don't know if you were in high school, but like I was going to say, you're going to be itching to play some football after a 3-4 hour drive.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Yeah, it's going to be a good little ride on the bus there. It's going to make for a long day, but super excited for this Beaver Dam team. And on to the postseason we go, and we've got another great team headed to the postseason as well in Markazan.
No kidding. And Markazan, talk about a fun story from them. They returned all their starters last year. They were 3-6, and they were like, we are so close. And this year, they put that to the test. And they are 9-0, conference champions, and they're playing Belleville to kick us off. Same thing, Daily Dodge TV, exclusive for that one. But Belleville, they were an 8 seed and won 2 games last year. So do not just
look by out.
This Belleville team. That's a good squad over there.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, that'll be fun Friday night coming up more high school football postseason action. So that'll be a lot of fun. And Wally, before we get out of here today, Got a shout out too on Friday. Had a great time out at Newman Pools. How awesome was that?
Oh my gosh, I got to shoot concrete. I walked around with a little bit of concrete dust on my boot and it went to my head for the entire day. I was telling everybody I'm a blue collar man now.
I was wondering if you went out to the bar Saturday night and telling everybody, but wow, nobody knows they're in the presence of a guy who can shoot concrete.
Yeah, and I was just like grunting and like, I'm like, hey, yeah, I'll take that whiskey neat. And I'm like, wait, no, actually, please, no, I'll take a Bahama Mama, please.
I had to keep an eye on you because I was nervous. I was a little worried that when we were done, wrapped up with our broadcast on Friday, that you might really like just real sneakily walk off with the hard hat so you can wear it in like every situation of your life. So I had to keep an eye on you, make sure you didn't, because Newman's got some nice hard hats. I don't want you stealing them.
That was like the first thing when I walked away from the Shot Creek. Chris is like, we're gonna need that back, and I'm like, oh, come on, man.
Smart guy.
They're like, come on, man, this is mine now.
Smart
guess
guy.
Not. All right, well, fair enough. Appreciate Kurt let me use his personal helmet for that one. But that is going to do it for us here at Hometown Today. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.